USA News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The death toll from a landslide in Malaysia is now at 24. Rescuers today found the bodies of a woman and two children under 3 feet of mud and debris. Authorities say less than 100 people were sleeping at the unlicensed campsite on an organic farm when the landslide happened yesterday. 9 others are still missing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi supports language in a government funding bill that bans the social media app TikTok from USA government devices. Her spokesman said as much yesterday. Now Standage, White House columnist for The Hill, explains to News Nation that Pelosi is striking a harder line compared to the Biden administration.
She has made her views clear in a way that is not really yet true of the White House. The White House conducting a review of TikTok that keeps sort of sliding back. We thought it was going to be completed by the end of this year. That now appears less likely.
White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre on Thursday declined to say whether Biden would support the TikTok ban. It gained unanimous support in the Senate. The House will look at it as part of the government funding bill coming up this week. The mayor of Reno, Nevada is suing a PI and his company after she found a tracking device on her personal vehicle. The Nevada Independent reported Thursday that the suit was filed in Washoe County Court. Attorneys for Hillary Sheeve accused David McNeely and 5 Alpha Industries of trespassing on Sheeve's property to install the real-time tracking device for a client of McNeely's. The private investigator or his legal rep has not commented on the suit. What's being called a triple-demic, that's COVID, flu, and RSV, is having an effect on hospitals in Los Angeles County, California. Available hospital beds there dropped to its lowest level since the start of the COVID pandemic in 2020. Here's how one doctor put it to ABC News.
Not only in Los Angeles County, but all around the country, we are slammed.
At Northridge Hospital, for example, they are at more than 90% capacity. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Elon Musk has a change of heart.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk, originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Musk bought the social media platform back in October for $44 billion.
Corey Myers reporting, it's about honoring those who have served by the laying of wreaths at cemeteries in every state.
Karen Worchester, executive director of Wreaths Across America, tells Fox News that volunteers this year have laid more than 2.7 million wreaths.
We have seen thousands of kids standing on the side of the road with their flags, shouting USA, and healing the hearts of these Gold Star families as we make our way here.
Here being Arlington National Cemetery, where it began back in 1992. She says Wreaths Across America will visit more than 3,700 cemeteries nationwide. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Several motorists caught speeding through a school zone in the Florida Keys received a stinking onion from a Monroe County Sheriff's deputy. Colonel Lou Caputo came up with the idea more than 20 years ago. It's a way to remind drivers to slow down while driving through a school zone. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.